You're listening to New Technia. Scientists made cancer cells look like bacteria so immune cells would eat them. Researchers coded cancer cells with bacterial signals that prompted macrophages to recognize and engulf them, raising phagocytosis from about 20% to 70% in laboratory tests and slowing tumors in mice. The approach is inventive, but it remains preclinical and has not been tested for safety or effectiveness in people. Cancer cells survive partly by persuading nearby immune cells to leave them alone. A new study tries to reverse that arrangement by giving tumor cells the molecular appearance of bacteria, encouraging macrophages to treat them as targets that should be swallowed. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers attached bacterial membrane signals to cancer cells, making them resemble pathogens to macrophages. Why does it matter? The treatment increased macrophage engulfment in laboratory tests and suppressed tumor growth in several mouse models. What is the catch? It required injections directly into tumors and has not been tested in humans, so safety, dosing, and clinical benefit remain unknown. Key number. The share of macrophages engulfing cancer cells rose from about 20% in the control condition to roughly 70% after the cells received the bacteria-mimicking coating. Why making cancer look infected could matter. Macrophages are immune cells that normally engulf microbes, damaged cells, and cellular debris. Inside many solid tumors, however, chemical signals can push these cells toward an immunosuppressive state that protects the tumor rather than attacking it. This is one reason solid cancers can resist immunotherapy. Existing immune treatments have transformed care for some patients, but the National Cancer Institute notes that cancers can hide from immune detection, switch immune cells off, or reshape surrounding tissue to weaken the response. The new strategy does not genetically engineer a patient's macrophages outside the body. Instead, it attempts to recruit macrophages already inside a tumor and give them a familiar reason to attack. How the bacterial disguise works. The researchers called their method bacteria-associated molecular pattern-induced recognition enhancement, or BAMPIRE. They extracted pathogen-associated molecular patterns from bacterial membranes, combined them with positively charged lipids, and formed nanoparticles about 100 nanometers across. Because cell membranes carry a negative electrical charge, the particles attached to the surface of cancer cells. The bacterial signals then activated several pattern recognition receptors used by innate immune cells to detect infection. In laboratory experiments, the coating stimulated inflammatory signaling and shifted tumor-associated macrophages toward a more active state. Macrophages engulfed the disguised cancer cells more frequently and processed tumor material that could potentially help engage the adaptive immune system. What happened in mice? The researchers injected the particles directly into tumors in mice. Treatment slowed tumor growth, and the effect became stronger when combined with doxorubicin, a chemotherapy drug. Some mice experienced complete tumor regression, and similar overall trends appeared across three mouse cancer models. Those results make the concept more substantial than a dish-only experiment. They still do not make it a cancer treatment. Mouse tumors, immune systems, and controlled injections cannot reproduce the biological diversity, tumor size, or previous treatments seen among human patients. The study also raises an important delivery question. Positively charged particles can attach to cells through general electrostatic forces, not through a cancer-exclusive receptor. Local injection helped concentrate the material inside the target tumor, but reaching dispersed, deep, or metastatic tumors would be more difficult. Before we overstate the result, the therapy was tested in cultured cells and mice, not in people. Particles were injected locally into tumors, which may not translate easily to inaccessible or metastatic disease. Bacterial components can provoke powerful inflammation, so safe dosing and effects on healthy tissue require extensive testing. Complete regression in some mice does not predict remission rates in human cancer. The research team must still establish manufacturing consistency, biodistribution, long-term toxicity, and independent replication. What happens next? A convincing next stage. Would test the formulation in additional animal models that more closely reflect human tumors, while tracking where the particles travel and whether inflammation damages healthy organs. Researchers would also need to determine which cancers are accessible to local delivery and whether more selective targeting can reduce unwanted attachment. If those questions can be answered, the approach could become a comparatively simple way to reawaken immune cells already present inside tumors and complement chemotherapy or other immunotherapies. For now, its real achievement is narrower but still intriguing. Cancer cells were given a bacterial-looking surface, and the immune system's professional eaters responded. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.